Imagine working 8 or more hours a day on the kill floor of a meat processing plant. Temperatures exceed 100 degrees, and your job description entails flipping over 4,000 hogs a day, each weighing between 250 and 400 pounds.
It was terrible, overpowering work.
Edward Morrison is a former employee of Smithfield Packing in Tar Heel, North Carolina.
For me, it was a nightmare. I was locked up. Every night I went home, my body was locked in one position. I would sleep until I could get enough strength to wake up and shower, you know. There was a lot of pain involved. We would flip the hogs, and then if the table got stopped, the machine wouldn't stop pushing them out. So we would have to try to keep the hogs on this table, which was almost impossible. Every shift, at least 20 to 30 hogs were going to hit that floor. And we were going to have to go down there and pick those hogs up and rehang them. And it was just, we'd drag them if we had to, in blood and feces. They didn't care. They just want that hog out that door. So whatever it took, we did. We did whatever we were told.
Morrison joined other former and current employees of Smithfield Packing for a rally in March in Richmond that drew more than 250 people. Led by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, the Smithfield Justice Campaign has partnered with community and faith-based groups in major cities where Smithfield sells its products. Workers' advocates detail a long list of complaints affecting the plant's 6,000 mostly Black and Latino workers, including unsafe working conditions, denial of workers' comp, threats and intimidation, even physical attacks on employees involved in collective bargaining campaigns. Another former employee, Guadalupe, who preferred not to give her last name, worked at Smithfield for 5 years. Her job entailed using an electric whistle knife to cut off portions of hogs' bellies.
She was cutting like it was working with like the belly, and the machine that was using it, and she was cutting more than it's supposed to be. They was coming back to her and give a good speech that they're going to fire her if she don't do the job correctly.
Guadalupe said she began experiencing a lot of pain in her arms, hands, and shoulders, and eventually sought medical treatment. Despite doctors' recommendations that she no longer work with a whistle knife, plant managers put her back on the same job.
The superintendent talked to the supervisor and asked about her, and he said that he don't want her no more in there because she cannot do the job. And she was so bad because she has a swelling of both arms and a lot of balls and black.
As Guadalupe pointed to discoloration up and down her arms caused by her injuries, it became difficult to relive her experiences.
Entonces, me sacaron. Para mí es bien triste porque ellos nunca me pagaron nada.
It is very sad for her to say that because they, right now, they hasn't paid for this suffer to work in that company.
Cuando yo sé que tengo carpeto. Entonces supe que era lo que tenía, lo que ellos me negaban.
She knows that now that she has carpal tunnel disease, and it's because the job. And even these people deny that she, that's happened inside.
Crea una unión para que la gente, para que ellos no le hagan lo que me están haciendo a mí, porque es muy difícil. Si yo estuviera buena, no estaría sufriendo así.
She wanted the workers at Smithfield to have a union because she don't want the same thing happen to the other ones, and they suffer. They can suffer the same way that she suffered right now.
Everywhere we go, people wanna know,
people wanna know
who we are.
After Guadalupe, Morrison, and other workers spoke at a rally last week at Richmond Cedar Street Baptist Church, participants then marched from Monroe Park to the Jefferson Hotel, where Smithfield shareholders were gathering for the company's annual meeting. Marchers came from Richmond, D.C., Atlanta, Tar Heel, and Raleigh. 16-year-old Deona Jones and 14-year-old Jasmine Monroe didn't know any Smithfield workers, but felt the issue was important enough to come from Prince George to participate.
I feel like justice should be for everyone, and it's 2006, and no one should be getting treated like this at the time of day it is.
I came here because I don't think that no one should be treated like they are treated, and I just feel that something should be done about it.
Marching with fellow members of the Communication Workers of America, Local 2201, Jim Morris said they were there to show solidarity with the Smithfield workers.
They have horrendous work conditions. They have no representation whatsoever, no health care. They don't care about them when they get hurt on the job. They want them to go right back to work. They're not giving them any kind of help whatsoever. They're not letting them do anything. They're threatening them. They're keeping them racially separated. The blacks work on one floor, the Hispanics work on the other. So they're making them fight within the inside, and it's just not right.
As marchers circled the Jefferson Hotel, Smithfield Justice National Campaign Director Gene Breskin explained what they were fighting for.
We're demanding that these workers get the same rights as Smithfield workers have all over the country and all over the world, the right to have a union and a union contract, without the kind of intimidation, threats, and violence that they have to endure every day. And that in the end, they have a safe workplace that they can securely come to work at.
Let me hear you one more time. What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
Love!
What do we want?
Justice!
Ending the march, civil rights leader Reverend Markel Hutchins from Atlanta spoke about the unifying issues that brought so many different people together in Richmond to fight for workers' rights.
My brothers and sisters, we've come here today to do what Martin Luther King Jr. might say, to traumatize a sinful state in America, a state where a corporation who has the power to do so much good does so much evil. So we come to raise the consciousness of the nation and to tell America that the indigestion socially that Smithfield causes with their ham, with their pork, with their sausage and bacon must not be tolerated in this democracy of ours. So we come to stand up and fight back.
Justice!
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
The abuses at Smithfield have been documented in two reports by Human Rights Watch. And in January 2005, the National Labor Relations Board upheld a 443-page ruling charging Smithfield with numerous violations of federal labor law. But the 15-year-long struggle for workers' rights at Smithfield continues. According to the UFCW, as of April 2006, less than half of Smithfield's 52,500 employees are covered by collective bargaining agreements. For WRIR, I'm Catherine Kahn.